Hi, this is Rod Murray, and you're listening to Rod's Pulse Podcast, number 4, a podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts to enhance teaching and learning. Well, here I am in San Diego. I promised I was going to do a podcast from the Blackboard Users Conference here, Blackboard World 06. And just in case you don't believe me, let me open the window. I don't know if you can hear the music, but San Diego apparently has its own Mardi Gras celebration, and it's going pretty strong a few blocks away. I'm going to make this short tonight. After all, I am at a meeting, and I have to get up pretty early. If all goes well, I'll be interviewing one or two people tomorrow morning. So I want to make sure I am ready to go. I've mentioned a lot of terms which I really haven't defined, and I thought this might be a good time to sort of catch up for those of you who are new to the whole phenomenon of podcasting and blogs and so on. So I thought I'd start with a few definitions. The first one is blog. Now, if you're reading my blog, you may know what a blog is, but if you just clicked on the link on Pulse, our Blackboard system, and are listening to this directly, you may not know that a blog is a website in which terms are posted on a regular basis and displayed in reverse chronological order. The term blog is shortened form of weblog. Maintaining a blog or adding an article to an existing blog is called blogging. Individual articles on a blog are called blog posts or entries, and a person who posts these entries is called a blogger. So, blogs have been around for a while now. They've been in the news. A lot of political blogs are stirring up the world of traditional media. Blogs are often used as sort of a home base or website for podcasts, and that's what I'm doing on my podcast. The other term beside blog that we're hearing a lot of here at the Blackboard meeting is wiki. And what is a wiki, you may ask? A wiki is a type of a website that allows you to easily add and edit content and is especially suited for collaborative writing. A lot of schools now are using wikis for student assignments, for example, group assignments where students have to work together to produce a website on a given topic. It's basically a website that you can directly add to and edit yourself without having to know HTML or have to use any sophisticated software. A perfect example of a wiki is Wikipedia. If you go to Wikipedia.org, it's an online dictionary, or I should say an encyclopedia, really, that is produced by the user community. So if you see a word, a definition in the encyclopedia that you're not, that you want to add to, you can go in there and edit it yourself. Of course, there are some controls based on it by the people that run Wikipedia. Anyway, wikis, blogs, and the other term which I've referred to is RSS, an RSS feed or RSS file. It's a file, basically a file format. If you are subscribed to this podcast, among others, then you are subscribing to an RSS feed. It's actually a family of types of files. They're specified in XML, which is a language, and it's used for web syndication. It's heavily used by news websites, blogs, and of course, now as we see, podcasting. So if you're new to all this, and if you're a faculty person and you want to get involved with podcasting, you really, our goal is to make all this detail go away so that you can simply log into Pulse or Blackboard and create your blog or podcast without thinking about all the detail and complexity. what's happening now is that Blackboard, as we speak, does not have a mechanism to do this. That's why we're sort of inventing our own way to do this right now. However, there are a lot of third-party products and add-ons to Blackboard, and Blackboard is certainly very interested in coming up with some new upgrades to Blackboard, which will allow us to do some of these things we're talking about in a very seamless and easy way. But that doesn't mean that you have to wait till that happens. It's liable to be 6 months to a year before all of this is made much easier. So keep listening, and I'll try to help you the best I can to work on your own podcasts. Don't hesitate to get in touch with me if you need some help to get started, and by all means, give me feedback on my blog so I can address the kinds of issues that you might be interested in. So I went over some definitions. It's interesting. I ran across some variants on the use of the word podcasting. I heard somebody say iPodcasting, which I guess is probably a slip of the tongue. It's not in general use. Again, iPods aren't necessary, as I've said before. I've also seen pod-casting in print, but it's pretty much accepted now to have that as one word, podcasting. And the latest twist, which I heard at one of the opening talks at Blackboard World, is pod-classing. Podclassing. Course content is being delivered in the podcast fashion where it's linked to an RSS feed and the student subscribes to the feed and gets their class content on their iPod or other MP3 device. Okay, I think that'll have to be it for tonight. I have to get prepared for tomorrow, and stay tuned for some interviews if all goes well. We'll have them up on my blog on the next couple of days. So have a good evening, and I'll be talking to you soon. Good night.